kind of flock.
Have you ever heard it called anything else?
No, I ain't never heard but called cattle flies.
And what are those animals that get in your clothes and eat holes in them?
Mosses. Little old moss bugs just about that long, and they just cut your clothes up.
And that little animal in the summertime that flies around the yard and lights...
Gnats.
That lights up at night?
Oh, lightning bugs.
And have you ever heard any other names for them?
No.
Well, yesterday you were telling me about mosquitoes, or last time I talked to you.
Well, they is. The mosquitoes is out there, and they, some of them great old big ones.
Well, now, if you
they're going around where water stands.
Now, what eats mosquitoes?
I don't know of anything that eats them to get them up.
What about like another bug with long, filmy wings like this? Just a little fly. You ever heard of something like a mosquito hawk or something?
Yeah, they eat them, but they can't keep them down. Some of the master's biggest mosquito hawks around where there's lots of mosquitoes.
Now, is that a sign of anything when you see mosquito hawks?
No, they go and light on your fishing pole. I know you've seen them light on your fishing pole. Well, they just light on that fishing pole.
What, are there any other names for them?
That's all I've ever known for them.
Which is that?
Skeeter hawks. I don't know what they call them now, you see. They may have got names for them since they've got educated up on it.
Well, what about a kind of something that builds a nest and will sting you?
These hornets.
Now, what do they look like?
They're just about like your thumb there, and they make a round nest coming down, sharp down. And then these yellow jackets, the worsties.
Now, where are the yellow jackets? Is that not like...
They build a nest in on a tree, or just like a wasp nest. And then the worsties will do the same thing.
Now,
they're red, and the yellow jacket's yellow with a streak around it.
And is there a kind that builds a nest out of mud?
That's dirt dollars.
Do they sting you too?
I don't know. I ain't never fooling or not. They say they will.
And what's that little animal, if you're walking in the woods and you don't have boots on, you know, it'll get on down in your skin and...
Oh, stinging lizards they call them.
Stinging lizards?
Mm-hmm. I've always been taught they're just about that long.
Well, then there's an animal that's so little you can barely...
That's a red bug. Now, if you got the faith of a grain of mustard seed, well, that's just how big you got.
The faith the size of a red bug.
A red bug, you can do something.
Well, I'll remember that.
You just put your faith down and say you can do it, regardless of what the other fellow says you can't. And then you know you're going to have faith to do it.
Well, is there an animal that hops around in the grass, and some of them brown and some of them are green?
Nothing but little old rabbits that I know that hops around.
Little bitty animals. You might fish with them. Be sort of like a cricket, but it wouldn't be a cricket.
Yeah, they're grasshoppers.
And have you ever heard them call something else?
Not
hoppergrass.
I never heard them call nothing else but grasshoppers.
If you hadn't been in your house in a few weeks or something, and you came back, there might be something hanging, a filmy looking thing in the corner. You have to get a broom and get it down.
Spider webs.
And if you found
spiders. Spiders, and they make big webs.
Well, now, is there any difference in the kind you have inside and the kind you have outside?
No, they're all alike. That's the way the wasp nest is.
They're all alike, inside.
Only they just have hornets and bumblebees. They make a nest just like a wasp.
And what's that tree in the Bible that somebody climbed to see?
I ain't noticed no tree in the Bible.
There's a tree that a man climbed up so he could look down.
Well,
and see Jesus.
I don't know where. I haven't found it.
Well, it's got a bark. It's got a white bark that peels off in big pieces.
Sycamore tree?